at the time of the woods coming up for sale, I was looking for a change of lifestyle, which involved my interests of woodworking with old tools and by hand, so traditional methods, and wildlife and conservation. And I wanted to do my bit for a patch of this earth, and the woods was a way of combining my skills with these hand tools with managing in a more sustainable, environmentally friendly wildlife way. So I bought the woods after a lot of searching, and this will be my home for the rest of my life, these woods. Regarding management of the woodland goes back at least 400 years. Part of the wood is considered an ancient woodland. There are various features in the ancient part of the woodland, like there's a medieval wood bank, which is a man-made boundary, which would have consisted of a ditch and a bank, and probably a hedge. Derndale coppice, which is a more recent part of the woodland, a secondary woodland, it's known from maps and records that roughly 150 years ago it would have been crops and ploughed as a field system, medieval field system. There are features on the ground which give this away. There are lynchet strips, which are man-made terraces. So largely the woodland would have been coppiced. Again, we can tell this by features on the ground, mainly huge old coppice stools. Stools which have been repeatedly coppiced over hundreds of years have got bigger and bigger. More recent management involved large-scale felling of the woodland over a period of 2 or 3 years in 1968 with the idea of producing a national crop of trees, resulting in large area of the woods being planted up with Norway spruce, Douglas fir, Western red cedar. These are non-native trees which have reduced diversity in the woods drastically. The light to the forest floor has reduced throughout the year, obviously the evergreens. So the vegetation which would have evolved through centuries of coppicing has largely disappeared. So the main object of management is to remove over the next 20 years most of the conifer crop, trying to restore the woodland to how it was before. What's left? There are various pockets which give clues away. There is a section of witch elm. There is a maple ash section. The woodland is very diverse. It changes as the ground changes, as the soil changes, as the drainage changes. There's oak scattered here and there. There's ash. There's willow, old willow stools. And to regenerate naturally, to fill any holes using these old seed source trees that are still here, so the provenance is local, so there's no planting generally, only transplanting about the wood. So various habitats are created to try and enhance what's already here. Some like freshly cut areas, some like a dappled shade, some like slightly more dense shade. So 1 year where I've coppiced an area, that year may be good for butterflies or certain flowers. The next year it's shaded, but also the next year a fresh area is felled. So you've got a constant succession of habitats. There's one butterfly, the white letter hairstreak, its sole food plant is the witch elm, which is largely declined nationally because of elm disease. Walking through the wood, I spot every year stools dying through elm disease. The consequence of this could be the decline of a rather large population of white letter hairstreak which need this. The only managed plan which is specific to a species is the coppicing of the witch elm on a long rotation, which is long enough for the hairstreak to survive and short enough for the elm disease not to infect it. Apart from that, management of habitat is very general. Lots of scrub, lots of coppice, wildflower glades which are managed by hand. Cuttings are raked off so nutrients aren't leached. Wildflowers need a poor quality soil. And general opening up of the woodland, the long rides, so coppicing strips, which increases light to the ride edges and floor. Therefore, it should increase diversity of flowers, which is the main objective of the woodland, increase biodiversity through the removal of conifers.